Welcome to TechNation Health, reimagining the future of health and healthcare with the emergence of new technologies and breakthrough science. Today on TechNation Health, the biotechnology of CRISPR. It made a splash several years ago, but what is it? What can you do with it? Katrine Bosley is the president and CEO of Editas Medicine.
CRISPR is a technology to do what's called genome editing, and it is basically a way to find a very specific place in the genome and edit it or change it. There are a lot of different applications in basic research, in agriculture. At Editas Medicine, what we're doing is we're working to translate that early, young, exciting science into making medicines for people who have genetically defined diseases where there's a mutation or a mistake in their DNA. Imagine that you could go in and repair that mistake, repair that broken gene. That's what we're attempting to do, and the technology we're using to do that is CRISPR.
Now, what diseases are you working on?
We're working across a range of different diseases. It's one of the really exciting and powerful aspects about CRISPR is that you can address many, many different genes, diseases, et cetera. So there's a wide range of potential applications, potential therapies. The first few things that we're working on are in primarily in the eye as well as in diseases of the blood. We have other discovery stage programs in other diseases. But let me tell you a little bit more about some of these programs that have advanced the furthest. In the eye, there are diseases in the eye that are caused by genetic mutation and that can lead to blindness. These are rare genetic disorders. And one of the ones where we've really focused our initial efforts is called Leber congenital amaurosis 10, or LCA10. And for patients who suffer from this disease, there is a mutation in a particular gene. That gene is called CEP290. And it's understood what's the mutation, how does that lead to the disease. So the biology of this has been figured out, but there are no treatments for these patients. What we approached this disease with CRISPR, we approached it and we said, you know, that particular mutation is one that we think we could apply CRISPR to edit it and essentially correct the broken gene in this case. Now, to do that, we not only have to make a very specific and efficient editing molecule, CRISPR molecule, but we also have to figure out how to get it to the cells. In this case, in the eye, in the retina, at the back of the eye, there are cells called photoreceptors. And these are the cells that receive light through your pupil and turn that into a signal to your brain that tells you what you're seeing. And those are the cells that are affected by this particular mutation. And the question is, if we can reach those cells and edit the gene in question there, can that then help these photoreceptors actually be functional again? So that's the journey that we're on with this particular program, to figure out how to accomplish the edit, how to get it to the cells that we need to get to, the photoreceptors, and then how to test this initially preclinically and then in the clinic.
Now, would you have to take the person's own cells from the back of the retina, or could you just take general cells?
Well, so what we're actually delivering is the editing machinery. So we don't actually, in this particular case, we're not delivering cells. We will deliver to the cells in the back of the eye. There's it's actually a surgical procedure called a subretinal injection. And so it's a very localized injection that's right next to the photoreceptors. And then the way that the editing machinery gets inside of those photoreceptors is we're delivering it with a viral vector called adeno-associated virus, or AAV. And this viral vector essentially is good at putting the editing machinery into the photoreceptors. We actually are leveraging or taking advantage of a lot of progress that's been made in the field of gene therapy, where they've figured out how to use these viral vectors to deliver genes and genetic material to cells. So we can take advantage of that. What we're delivering is the editing machinery, but we can take advantage of this delivery capability that was figured out in gene therapy fields.
Now, not everyone is familiar with the word vector in this sense, but I think everyone can remember that if it's a virus, viruses are able to get into cells in the inside of cells. So that means if you have a virus that's sort of a tame little virus, you can put some things in that virus. It contains DNA. So you can put some things in there that will go into the cell. And that's what you're doing
here. That's what we're doing. That's exactly right. And that's what these viruses are great for. We've taken away their ability to do anything dangerous, and we're just using them as essentially a cargo delivery entity, if you will, to deliver to these cells the editing machinery that we hope will have a beneficial effect by fixing this particular broken gene. In this particular case, what the mutation or the mistake in the DNA is one that we want to eliminate or get rid of. So there's this small piece of DNA that if we could get rid of it, then the cell should be able to use that gene and make the correct protein. So if you think of a gene is essentially instructions for the cell to make a protein. So when this particular gene has the mutation, it makes a mistaken form of the protein that doesn't function. So it turns out in this particular instance, to correct that, there's a little piece of the gene that we want to knock out or eliminate. So the editing machinery that we've built and designed is to be able to accomplish that, to knock out this little piece of gene. We know that work we've done in the laboratory shows that if we can do that, the cell is then able to make the correct protein. So we know that in the lab, if you can make this edit, the correct protein will be produced. Now, what we need to do is to put that together with other pieces of data to show that we can get the editing machinery there to the cells in a human being, ultimately. And we've shown in non-human primates we can do that. So that was a huge step forward that we presented data on this earlier this year, a huge step forward that we demonstrated you can deliver to these very specialized cells in the eye, these photoreceptor cells, and edit in that context in vivo. So that was one step forward. So we know we can get it there. Yes. We know that in cells in the lab, if you accomplish the edit, you'll get the corrected protein. So now what we need to do is put all of that together and say, okay, can this then really help patients? So we've got it, all the pieces in theory. Now we have to move that forward and say, will this then give clinical benefit to patients? So all of the pieces are there to say, now let's move towards the clinic and test it in patients.
Once the edit is made, the cell's DNA is now a different DNA. It's been fixed, if you will. Is that a permanent fix?
That is the goal. In this particular case, the cells that we are editing, these photoreceptor cells, they are what is called terminally differentiated. And what do I mean by that? So those are cells that they're not dividing. They are there in your eye and they continue on and they persist. So once we've edited them, they should just continue on with that edit in place. There's no kind of mechanism in the cell that's causing the mutation to reoccur. So once we've edited it, it should persist for the life of that cell.
So early days yet, but this could be a very interesting fix. Very interesting thing.
We were very excited about it. And I think it's, you know, the potential to help patients that have not only LCA10, but as we look at other diseases that we're working on where, you know, of the 6,000 genetically defined diseases, 95% don't have any approved therapies. And, you know, some of them are going to be more technically challenging than others in terms of being able to apply CRISPR. But as we make progress on any given disease, there is leverage to how that might help us better able to address other diseases. So, for example, the progress we've made with LCA10, we've figured out not only how to make very specific molecules, we know we can make very specific CRISPR molecules. That's going to apply to any kind of CRISPR medicine we want to make. We also, though, we figured out how to deliver to photoreceptors. Well, there are other diseases where photoreceptors are the cells you need to get to. So that then enables us to think about how we can start to approach other diseases where we can take advantage of the progress we made in this first disease. And with a platform like CRISPR, and particularly a new platform, right? This is new territory. that's part of what's really exciting about it, is that every step you make forward in a given program also reads on the potential of what you can do in other areas, whether that's working in, for example, editing T cells. So these are cells in your blood that are part of your immune system. And that's an area where we've made a lot of progress in being able to edit those efficiently and specifically and all of that. And there are many diseases that could potentially be addressed with that capability of editing T cells. The earliest work we're doing is actually in collaboration with our partner, Juno Therapeutics, where in the area of oncology, editing T cells in conjunction with some of the ways that they're engineering T cells is a very exciting direction that has the potential to treat not only blood cancers, but maybe solid tumors as well. So this is what's called CAR-T technology in cancer, where you're engineering those T cells to basically better go fight that cancer and, you know, harnessing the immune system to go tackle that cancer. They have a basic technology to do that called chimeric antigen receptors, or CARs, and we add editing on top of that to make them even better at fighting cancer.
Well, this has been terrific, Katrine. Please come back and see us. Keep us updated if you would.
That would be great. I'd love to.
Katrine Bosley is the president and CEO of Editas Medicine. More information is available at editasmedicine.com. That's Editas, E-D-I-T-A-S, editasmedicine.com. For Tech Nation Health, I'm Moira Gunn.
Tech Nation and its regular segment Biotech Nation are produced at the studios of KQED-FM in San Francisco. Executive producer is Matt Gardner. The director of technical production is Monte Carlos. And audio engineers include Howard Gelman, Seal Mahler, and Larry Upton. Our theme music was composed by Ann Nachtrieb-Zesiger and Robert Powell, with title creation provided by NameLab Incorporated of San Francisco. Program information and internet audio is available on the web at technation.com. Tech Nation and Biotech Nation are productions of Tech Nation Media. I'm Paul Landcore.